This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today I call your attention to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, which are recorded in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, in which he says, "Upon this rock I will build my church." And he there has no doubt reference to the confession of truth that he was the Son of God, which had just been made by Peter. As we know in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11, the Bible says that other foundation can no man lay than that which hath been laid, even Jesus Christ. What is the church is the basic point that I want to raise with us today. I suppose there's no single definition of the church. It would simply be considered entirely adequate in the light of Bible teaching, for the fact that the Bible describes the church under a number of different figures. For instance, the word church itself means the called out. And I want you to note as we go through each of these, that each one of them will emphasize both something about the Lord himself and about the members of the church. Now, to refer to this body of people as the church is to emphasize the Lord as the caller. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, he calls us by the gospel, and the members of the church as those who have been called out. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. The church is also referred to as God's building. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 to 11, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20, and 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. This particular reference of the church emphasizes God as the architect of his dwelling place and emphasizes members as God's dwelling place. Again, we note that the church is referred to as the kingdom in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16. This emphasizes Christ as king, as ruler, and as sovereign, and emphasizes the members of the church as the subjects of the king. Again, the church is referred to as the body of Christ. This, it is so used in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, and Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. To refer to the church as the body is to emphasize Jesus Christ as the head of the church, and to emphasize the individual members of the church as the members of his body who carry out differing functions. This is referred to also in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Again, the church is referred to as God's husbandry, that is, God's tilled ground, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. This emphasizes God as the farmer or the seed sower, and the members of the church as the ground into which the seed is sown, human hearts which receive the word of God and respond to it. Further, the church is referred to as the pillar and the ground of the truth, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. This emphasizes the Lord as the source of truth, and the church itself as the disseminator or the proclaimer of truth. Christ gave the Great Commission into the hands of the church and emphasized that the members are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Further, the church is referred to as the flock of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Apostle Paul, in speaking to the elders of the church in Ephesus, had this to say, "Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord, which he purchased with his own blood." Notice that the church is referred to as the flock, and the Lord, therefore, as the chief shepherd. We find in John chapter 10, verse 16, the Lord Jesus Christ saying, "Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold." In other words, he's referring there to Gentiles as over against Jews. "But they shall become one flock, one shepherd." And the Apostle Paul refers to this truth in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 16, where in noting the middle wall of partition, which was the law of Moses, which divided Jew from Gentile, had been taken out of the way and nailed to the cross when Jesus died there, so that God might call all men into a single spiritual body, that he might reconcile them both in one body unto God through the cross. So the church is the body of Christ. It is God's one new man. This emphasizes Christ is the head and the members as the members, the flock emphasizing the Lord as the shepherd and the church as the sheep. There is no greater privilege that is offered to human beings in this life than to be members of the church for which Jesus died.